please help the new show now. After more than 13 years, this podcast will cease to exist after September 30 without your support. Please donate now at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 20th of September, 2021. Got the best technology news that's happened over the weekend. And there's a little bit of it, though. And it will be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Definitely probably less than five today. Starting off with the Surface Pro 8. Oh, indeed, it has leaked online. We all know Microsoft is preparing to launch the new Surface Pro 8, but thanks to Twitter and some leaker out there, we got a sneak peek. The leak, which appears to be some type of retail listing, shows that indeed the 13-inch Pro 8 will be getting that 120Hz display with narrow bezels and even two Thunderbolt ports, which kind of goes in line with what we have been hearing. On the lines that the USB-A ports, yeah, they wouldn't be there. We can also see from the leak that Microsoft is indeed going to have removable SSDs on the Surface Pro 8, and of course, we'll be running the latest Windows, yes, Windows 11. More details, of course, will surface here in the next couple of days when Microsoft holds its software hardware event on September 22. Starlink, beta no more. At least that's according to Elon Musk. Yes, the old internet via satellite looks to be leaving beta entirely coming October. So does that mean Starlink has complete coverage worldwide already? Well, they did aim for that by the end of September, but it's not completely looking that way. Beta, as we already know, was largely limited to North America and even parts of Europe, even though there was exceptions in Australia, Chile, and even New Zealand. One thing's for sure, though, Starlink better have a lot in stock once they do hit out of beta, as they've already shipped 100,000 Starlink terminals even as of late of August. And all indications that people are craving fast internet, particularly in places where there is none, they could easily see 200,000 or 300,000 units needed right away. Though let's not get ahead of ourselves. It is, of course, an Elon Musk company, and usually their timetables, yeah, don't really stay intact. Maybe Starlink will be the exception to the rule. We'll see next month. And finally, ending a bit on a sad note today, Clive Sinclair. Of course, we all know the inventor of the ZX Spectrum personal computer unfortunately has passed away. Mr. Sinclair had a lot more under his belt other than just the ZX Spectrum. Take, for instance, the pocket calculator, the Sinclair C5 electric trike vehicle, and so many other gadgets that we probably couldn't live without today. Though, he'll always be remembered for the Sinclair ZX personal computers, as they were so popular, and not to mention a lot lower priced, than at that time the Commodore 64, getting a lot more computers into people's hands in their homes in the early 80s. Clive Sinclair actually did receive a knighthood in 1983 for his contributions to the UK computer industry, not to mention being a pioneer in the field of consumer electronics. A pioneer definitely that will be missed, who unfortunately died of cancer at the age of 81 on Thursday last week. Rest in peace, Clive. Thanks for everything. Have you got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, is, of course, where you can find this show, the Mac show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. You can also go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions and show your support for the new show. Unfortunately, 10 days left of the new show without your help. We need your donations now. So please, if you love this show and you want it to stay on the air, for literally as $5 a month, you can do it. Again, britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Find us as well on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and jump on by our Slack room and join our BTN community today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your week starts out well for you. Have a great Monday, and thank you so much as always for listening.